More information is emerging about the cyber health incident on Victorian rural hospitals. David Cullen is Principal Advisor for Cyber Incidents and Emergency Management for the Victorian Government. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me on.
What's happened here?
John, what we know is that we have experienced a ransomware incident affecting computer systems at a number of health services and hospitals across both Gippsland and the southwest region of Victoria.
So what's happened? People have come to work this morning, and what did they find?
John, what we found is that cyber criminals have managed to bypass the various protections and controls that we put in place on our computer networks to install ransomware, which is a form of virus, onto these computer networks.
And what's it done?
The ransomware has affected a number of services across the state. What we're seeing at the moment is that hospitals have had to shut down some of their patient record booking and management systems, which may impact patient contact and scheduling.
Just patient scheduling and appointments?
Well, John, the affected hospitals are now working on their bookings and scheduling to minimise the impact on patients. What we need to be clear about is that we may need to reschedule some appointments where staff don't have computer access to patient information.
Have medical records of individual patients been compromised?
Look, John, at this time there is no suggestion that personal patient information has been accessed. We are undertaking a very detailed, very thorough forensic investigation which will consider all of those opportunities.
Have the banking records and transactions of the hospitals been accessed?
Look, John, as I say, at this stage, there's no suggestion that sensitive information of that sort has been accessed by the cyber criminals, but rather what we're dealing with is the encryption of those files, which has the unfortunate effect of inhibiting or preventing us from accessing that important data.
What do they want?
Look, John, usually with ransomware, it's money. We're dealing with some pretty sophisticated cyber criminals. We've sought and have received assistance from both Victoria Police and the Australian Cyber Security Centre to manage the incident. And as I say, it's usually money that cyber criminals are looking for when they deploy ransomware.
Yeah, but they make it pretty clear. It's not like they're just leaving you guessing. They're presumably specifically saying, if you want your code in order to unlock your own records, here is how much you have to place in whichever, usually Bitcoin or other currency, in order to get yourself out of this trouble. So what are they asking for?
Look, at this very early stage of the investigation, we're still piecing some of those facts together. We know that we are dealing with ransomware. We haven't yet been met with any specific ransom demands. But, John, I need to be very clear insofar as saying that ransomware is not the be-all and end-all for us. We have controls. We have arrangements in place that will allow us to recover from this virus.
What, backups, you mean? You can just say to them, do your worst, we've got everything we need anyway.
Well, John, the best way to recover from a ransomware incident is not to pay, because there's no guarantee that you'll get your data back when you do pay a ransom, but rather what these hospitals have in place, and in fact what we encourage all businesses to do, is to have good backups of their data in place so that if something does go wrong, they can restore and recover very quickly.
Do hospitals have such flawed information technology systems, IT systems, that they're vulnerable?
No, John, look, what we're dealing with here are some very sophisticated cyber criminals. These are criminals who take their time. They research our networks, our computer systems. They spend time surveilling us, trying to figure out how to bypass the many controls that we have in place. And on this occasion, they have been successful at breaching our network.
So as matters stand, if you have surgery scheduled for tomorrow, what happens?
Let alone
this afternoon, or an appointment, an outpatient, or whatever it might be.
Look, a really important question. What we can say is that the affected hospitals are working on their bookings and scheduling to minimise impact on patients. But as I say, we may need to reschedule some services where staff don't have computer access to patient information.
All right. So we have vulnerabilities in our systems that have been discovered here, and yes, there's always someone trying to match their wits against you and your colleagues, is pretty much what we've learned, is it not, David?
Look, John, that's right. Across the Victorian government, we're not immune from cyber attacks. In fact, all governments and really all organisations that use digital information systems and services will experience a cyber attack at some point. For us, on this occasion, that attack has affected the health sector. But as I say, we've been working around the clock very swiftly with support from Victoria Police and our cyber security experts in Canberra to manage the situation as effectively as we can.
Thank you indeed, David. David Cullen, Principal Advisor for Cyber Incidents and Emergency Management for the Victorian Government.